Nice little run to start. Don't get confused, Dick. Some of the Elkhorn players do have yellow gloves, so anytime we see yellow on the field, it may or may not be laundry tonight.
So they'll start at the 20-yard line. And it'll be Kitzmiller to run the show for the Elks. He's under center. Now has the man go in motion. He's on the keeper for nice yardage, probably about 6-7 yards by Kitzmiller. So to bring up second down, just underway here. And again, Dylan, you must be talking too loud that they put up the divider.
Too much distractions, Dick, I guess.
Yep. Have the Elks assistant coaches right next to us. So we honor that. So Kitzmiller brings him out, I formation. One wide out to the right. And we'll see if he's got the first down again. Once again, Kitzmiller on the keeper. So first and 10 as they pick up a first down at the 41-yard line of Elkhorn. Just underway here, played a minute. Full backfield this time. Kitzmiller hands it off. Still on his feet.
Ryan Stacy there with a nice run up the middle for the Elks. Took the handoff in the little wing formation they run and was able to get through that Burlington defense with ease so far.
And picks up another first down. First and 10 at the 49-yard line now of Elkhorn. High formation. This time gives it off. Getting to the edge. And going out of bounds.
Very close to a late hit there, Dick. Burlington may have got away with one, but contact was probably made in bounds, so no harm, no foul there.
Now again, I think that was Hudson Kralklis. We were told he'd be wearing 25, but I think he's wearing his original number, 7.
He's wearing seven. Yeah.
All right. Kitzmiller on the keeper. And again, the Elks are moving right down the field.
Again, a great run up the middle, and they've done whatever they want to so far with this Burlington defense, Dick.
All right, so second and 3 at the 20-yard line of Burlington. Kitzmiller under center. Looks like we may have a flag there. Somebody jumped. And they're going to call procedure here.
Yeah, it looked like the receiver to the Burlington sideline, which is the farthest away from us, looked like he jumped early and started his momentum.
So a 5-yard pushback on the Elks. So it'll bring up 2nd and 8 now at the 25. Down to 9 minutes to go in our first quarter. Kitzmiller under center. And again, they just can't stop Kitzmiller.
Yeah, this offense has looked very impressive so far. There's a reason that as a team they have almost 1,000 yards rushing, and they're showcasing that here tonight.
All right, Kitzmiller comes over. He's another quarterback that comes over, gets the play from the sideline on every play. He'll bring him out. He must feel comfortable working under center. Now has a man go in motion. And stoppage of play once again. So Burlington calls the timeout with 8:43 to go. So we'll step away for 30 seconds. You're listening to high school football streaming live on DG Sports.
Advanced Foot and Ankle of Wisconsin is Milwaukee's premier podiatry clinic with an elite staff of surgical
podiatrists. Special event, step up to the plate with Danny's Meats and Catering. They're your MVP to irresistible box lunches. Become the game day grill master with the Danny's freezer pack full of meat selections. Whatever the occasion, Danny's has you covered with a winning lineup of top-notch venue, catering, and Hickory Hall packages that will knock it out of the park. Why settle for anything less than a grand slam? Swing by 4 Mile Road in Racine or cateringbydanny.com.
The Elks on the move. First and 10 at the 16-yard line of Burlington. No score. Kitzmiller brings him out under center. Got one wide out to the left. Now hands it off to Kraukulis. Bring up second down.
Burlington defense standing tall there on that play, only letting them get 3 yards. They've done very well to get more than that so far on this drive. We'll see if Burlington defense can make a stand here near their own end zone.
All right, he brings them out once again. Kitzmiller does. He's got that one wide out to the left. Hands it off and pulls his way up the middle. And that was Stacy on the carry.
It would have had a little more yardage there, but it looked like a missed block by one of the linemen, and Burlington was able to get in easily on that play.
All right, brings up third and four. Two down territory here, I'm sure. Kitzmiller brings him out under center again. On the keeper. And he's got enough, I believe, for a first down to make it first and goal. They're going right through that defensive line of the Demons.
Yeah, they've made light work so far here tonight.
Very good way to put it. And they've burned almost 5 minutes here in the first quarter.
This is a great first drive if you're an Elkhorn fan right now.
All right, Kitzmiller brings him out. This time hands it off. To Stacy. They get around him so quick.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard to see it.
Little fullback dive there, action right up the middle. They've had good success on that quarterback keeper. We'll see if they go to that here.
They flank out Textor every time. Now on the end around, I believe we have a touchdown for Kraukulis. Kraukulis with the touchdown for the Elks to take that early 6-0 lead. With 6:21 to go in our first quarter. Kick is up and the kick is good. Nelson with the conversion.
I mean, not much more you could have wanted there if you're the Elks. Perfect drive. Took off almost 6 minutes of clock there. Made the Burlington defense look weak so far in this one, Dick.
All right, so 7-0 is our score at the 6:21 mark of the first quarter. Elkhorn takes the kickoff and goes right down the field. So Deet is one of the deep receivers for Burlington. It'll be Nelson to kick off. Goes to one of the up men. And Burlington will start with pretty good field position at about the 31-yard line.
Looks like a few players are trying to get into little extracurriculars, but referee's doing a great job to break that up early in this one.
All right, so Sulik, you'll bring him out. Grant Sulik, the 6'4" junior quarterback from Burlington. See if they can answer. They start in the I formation. He's in the gun. Sulik hands off. And that's Cade Boyd for almost a first down. And we'll be calling his name a lot.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the biggest pieces of this Burlington offense. And whether they're able to get the ball moving through him will be a factor tonight if Burlington is looking to become 5-0.
All right, clock continues to run. 5:50 to go in our first quarter. 7-0 is our score. The Elks with the lead. Wideouts to the right and to the left. Weiss goes in motion. Hand off to Boyd, trying to get to the outside. Got to the 40 and gets knocked down at about the 43-yard line. Cade Boyd, the 6-foot, 180-pound running back for the Demons.
There's a great play on the outside there by Hudson Krakulis to bring him down, but, you know, a little too late, broke a tackle, and Burlington got the first down there.
So clock stops. And now it's running again. He chops it in. So first and 10 for the Demons at their own 43-yard line. Sulik in the gun. Wideouts to the left. Sulik back to pass. Attempt his first pass. Complete. Trying to stay on his feet. Was Weiss for a minimal gain.
That was interesting, Dick, with the rush there from that defensive line. It almost looked like a screen play, but they were able to get the pass off and some yardage there for the Demons.
So Sulik will bring him out. He's got two wideouts to the right and one to the left. Now has Lesage go in motion. Sulik fakes like he's going to keep it, then gives it to Cade Boyd down to the 40, down to the 30. May get all the way down to the 15-yard line of Elkhorn. Cade Boyd got outside, as I said, one of my keys to the game. If he can get to the edge, Cade Boyd picks up a big first down for the Burlington Demons, and the Demons are in business now. First and 10 at the 16-yard line of the Elks. Sulik will bring him out. He's got a wide out to the right and one to two to the left. Hands it off again to Cade Boyd, pushing, driving his way up the middle. Still on his feet. The lineman trying to push him forward to the 5-yard line, but they stop him.
Dick, it sure sounds like early. We'll have a lot to talk about in our game summary today.
In our game summary tonight, sponsored by Frank DeQuistel of First Weber. So Sulik brings him out in the gun. Hands it off. Boyd trying to get to the edge again. Creeps his way down to about the 3-yard line. See where they spot it. They'll spot it at the 4. But Cade Boyd once again, Dylan Dooley.
He's been an impressive runner, and, you know, he is a senior running back with a lot of experience, so we'll see what they're able to do with him here maybe they'll call his number again, Dick.
All right, the Demons come out in the I formation. This time they pass it. And it's complete for a touchdown from Sulik. To Beeble. Jackson Beeble. Pat McCray, if you're listening, Beeble with the score for the Demons to make it 7-6. So a 4-yard pass from Sulik to Beeble.
That is a great play. You know, they were setting up the run, and come out throwing on that goal-to-goal play.
So in to attempt the extra point is Micah Dobner. There's the snap. The kick is up, and the kick is good. So with 3:10 to go in our first quarter, it's now Burlington 7, Elkhorn 7.
Yeah, great answer back there by the Demons. As we talked about, you know, tonight's game is going to be blow for blow all night long, and that's a great implication right there. As we're tied 7-7, still here in our first quarter.
Good first drive by both teams. We'll